Some outfits wait a lifetime to be taken somewhere special. The same can be true of people.
Hi, Sonics. Stop packing. They have clothes here in Paris. See you tomorrow. Same flight.
Hi, it's Miranda. No, this is not my 40th. Please don't go to Paris call. It's been 3 weeks. Is that funny yet? Anyway, I got us a dinner reservation. You're leaving at 9, so we have to eat at 6, which makes us senior citizens. Thank you. Or should I say, merci, but please don't go.
Carrie, it's me. I'm in town. Look, I'd really like to see you, so call me. Same number, and in case you've forgotten, it's...
After many more hours of packing, I was off for our version of the Last Supper.
Well, if Muhammad won't come to the mountain... Hiya, kid.
Hi.
I was in the neighborhood, saw your light on. Can I talk to you?
Well, I'm late for dinner with the girls.
It's 5:45. Come on, get in. It's cold.
Raul, give us a minute, will you?
No, it's okay. It's cold.
Oh, he's a tough guy, right, Raul? I'll tip like a Rockefeller.
I'm sorry for not returning your call.
Yeah, I was starting to feel like a needy chick. Did I do something to piss you off?
No, I've just been busy with other things.
Look, I know I freaked out about us the last time I saw
you. It's fine.
You were amazing to me, and I just...
You were fine.
Would you let me finish? And since then, I've been thinking a lot about
it. Look, you don't have to do this, okay? There's really no point. It's all fine. Well, Raoul's freezing, and I have to go meet the girls.
Got it. How about dinner tomorrow? Drinks? I'm starting to feel like that chick again.
I won't be here tomorrow. I'm leaving for Paris tonight.
Paris? Wow. You're finally taking that vacation, huh?
It's not a vacation. I'm going there with a man that I'm in a relationship with. He's wonderful, and I'm happy. So... please, don't feel bad about anything. Goodbye.
Wait. What do you mean, goodbye?
I have to go.
Carrie, stop. What are you doing? Saying goodbye and jumping out of the car like that. Are you moving to Paris? When were you going to tell me? What, you're not even going to tell me who he is?
His name is Alexander Petrovsky.
You're moving to France with a Ruski? Oh, come on. It's a joke, Carrie.
You do this every time. Every time. What, do you have some kind of radar? Carrie might be happy. It's time to sweep in and shit all over it.
What? No. Look, I came here to tell you something. I made a mistake. You and I...
You and I? Nothing! You cannot do this to me again. You cannot jerk me around.
Carrie, listen. It is different.
Oh, it's never different. It's 6 years of never being different. But this is it. I am done. Don't call me ever again. Forget you know my number. In fact, forget you know my name. And you can drive down the street all you want. Because I don't live here anymore. Sure, now that I'm with someone else, now that I'm leaving, it's different. You know who he is?
Who?
The boy who cried love. That's the one. Just like in the fable, it's too little, too late.
Love? He said he loved you?
No, it's an allegory. Look, my point is, he's been doing this for years, years. And I'm done with it.
Then just put it all behind you.
Oh, it is behind me. I'm mostly upset about him ruining my last night in New York. Well, fuck him. And you know, I never say that.
Would you like another cocktail?
No, I can't be drunk on the plane. I want to arrive stunning and impossibly fresh looking. Okay. Ladies, stop. Really, you're going to make me cry.
She didn't even say anything yet.
But I know it's coming. I want to thank you all for wishing me well tonight. In spite of some of your personal opinions about my leaving.
Me? I've never had an opinion in my life.
You guys, stop. Please.
Easy there, waterworks.
Today I had a thought. What if I had never met you?
Let's pull it up, shall we?
I'd like to show my face here again.
Yeah, cheers to go. Right, someone say something not sentimental.
Chemo might have kicked me into early menopause.
Task accomplished.
You cannot believe the hot flashes. I can barely keep my clothes on.
Really? What was your excuse before the chemo?
Oh, I'm gonna miss you, you cunt.
Oh.
Wow, even cunt didn't stop.
I know it's getting late, and we all need to get up for our Pilates.
More hotkey, Kat? Are you insane?
But hang in, and I know we can make this breast cancer benefit our best ever. Mona, the goodie bags.
Tell us.
Thanks, Sheila. Okay. First, we have the pink ribbon breast cancer cookie.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, what's wrong with the cookie? For the past 5 years, every fucking breast cancer benefit I've been to has had that fucking breast cancer cookie. Now, I don't care about a breast cancer cookie, and I had breast cancer.
Point taken.
And? Well, some of the women coming to this event are battling cancer. They need something more inspirational or outrageous than a fucking cookie. Is it hot in here?
Well, the cookies are donated, so we're having them. But you're right. We do need something inspirational and outrageous to give to these women. So I'm giving them you.
Excuse me?
I'd like you to make a little speech before you bring me up.
But what would I say?
Something inspirational. Something you think they'd like to hear. But my husband's parents, the Liebermans, are coming, so please, try not to say fuck so much. Could I get some water?
Please. Fill it up.
Ravi de vous accueillir dans notre établissement ce matin.
Hi, a little slower, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, but of course. American.
New Yorker.
Oh.
Je m'appelle Carrie Bradshaw. I'm staying here with Alexander Petrovsky.
Very good, Miss Bradshaw. I believe Mr. Petrovsky in the salon right now.
Ah, oui?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, the luggage? Merci.
My daughter Chloe.
Oh.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Très bien, merci. Et toi?
Je suis juste en train de vivre le pire jour de ma vie. Et il est encore que 10h30, tout se barre en vrille. Je pense que j'ai plus qu'à m'ouvrir les veines.
I'm sorry, all I got was it's 10:30.
Oh, you don't speak French?
Well, I'm learning, but...
But Chloe was saying that she's having a bad day and she wants to kill herself.
Oh.
She's a bit dramatic. Boyfriend troubles.
Oh, well, that's my department, so tell me all about the bum.
Papa tells me this is your first visit to Paris.
Well, not if you include movies. But I can't believe I'm finally here. I almost screamed when we drove by the Eiffel Tower.
That's terrible. It was tolerable before, but now with that light show at night... Hideous. Just hideous.
Oh.
Do you feel tall? I wanted Chloe to meet us for drinks tonight, but the only time she could give her old papa is from now till this afternoon, so...
Oh, well, you two should have your day alone. You know, all the interpreting for me is going to cut your time in half. I can unpack and take a nap and try to get on Paris time. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Also, I have to meet some people from the museum for an early dinner. But
okay.
I'll eat light, so we could go out then, okay?
I'm in Paris. Don't you worry about me.
Okay.
Okay.
See you.
Enchantée de te rencontrer.
It was nice to meet you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Where am I going?
Oh, 6 to 5.
625.
Parfait.
Au revoir.
Merci beaucoup.
De rien. Oh, mon Dieu. Mais
10 hours later. All dressed up, and no Petrovsky to go.
Oh, where is the recommendation from your friend the judge?
Here.
And Carrie left hers at home, so I can pick it up when I get her mail later in the week.
It's amazing with all the unwanted children we have to do all this.
Well, this private adoption is a very competitive market.
More competitive than China? We got like a year's wait on that list.
Honey, God is going to send us a baby from somewhere. And it's just our job to file all the papers and to just be as aggressive as we can up to the point of obnoxious.
Amen. I'm sorry I'm late. This museum dinner turned into this big, long thing with the exhibit sponsors and other patrons, riffraff, blah, blah, blah. Sorry.
Why didn't you call?
I did. You had the do not disturb on your phone.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Did you sleep? You get enough to sleep?
Dinner time in New York.
Bon appétit. You look like dessert. It's under your millefeuille.
Millefeuille. A thousand layers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
If you want to see the face of breast cancer, look around you. It's the woman next to you at the dry cleaners, the nurse in pediatrics, the single mother picking her child up from school. Are you sure the heat is off? Fucking chemo. Where was I? She's the woman with the knowing smile. A smile that says, I beat cancer. I can take on the world. Ta-da. It's good, huh? What is that?
It's kind of stiff. I just thought it would sound more like you.
It's an inspirational speech.
At AA, the most inspirational speakers are the ones who keep it real.
Keep it real? I'm speaking at a black tie benefit, not chilling at P. Diddy's crib.
I'm just saying, the truth is powerful.
Look, you may know AA, but I know PR. Now, if you'll excuse me, I simply must stick my head in the freezer.
After a week in Paris, I decided my French was now strong enough to brave the ultimate test. A day of shopping.
Bonjour, madame.
Bonjour.
Okay. Someone has been shopping, huh?
I fell in Dior, so I decided that the more I purchased, the less they'd think of me as the American who fell in Dior.
They don't think like that.
Well, not anymore, they don't. This is the shopping equivalent of a lobotomy.
Oh, poor baby.
My purse went flying. I had to scoop everything up. I came all the way from New York to squat and scoop in Dior. I didn't even bother to check and see if I had all my credit cards.
Well, apparently you had one.
One that I won't be using again for many, many years.
Allô, l'administration?
Oui, allô?
Je peux vous aider, monsieur?
Pour l'intérieur, s'il vous plaît.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, no. No, no. Oh, my God.
What?
My carry necklace was in here. I put it in here, and I don't see it. It's not in here.
Allô?
Ne quittez pas, hein? Un moment, Paul.
No, I can't have lost my carry necklace. No.
Was it insured?
No, no, it's not like that. It costs like nothing, but it's priceless. I've just had it forever, so.
Hello? Désolé de t'avoir fait attendre, hein?
And it's gone, and I'll never be able to replace it. And I got it at that street fair when we were all together, and it just makes me so sad.
Sure, I understand.
Well, no one in Paris seems to understand, or at least they don't understand me.
Come home.
I can't come home. I've only been here a week.
So, aside from the necklace, how's it going?
Well, it's hard. It's harder than I thought. I don't speak the language, and it's too cold and rainy to walk around all day. I've been to every museum, you know, like twice. I don't know. I'm just sort of lost.
Where's Alex?
Well, the exhibit is taking much more time than he thought, so, you know, I'm alone a lot.
Come home.
It's ridiculous. I just got here.
I'm serious. You sound really upset.
No, I'm just being a baby. You know, I lost my necklace and I saw these girls having lunch and I just thought how much I miss you guys.
We miss you too.
Oh, this is absurd. I'm in Paris. I wanted to come here my whole life. I just have, you know, too much time to think.
What does that mean?
Can I tell you something and you won't use it against me when I feel better and everything's great?
Yeah.
I keep thinking about Big.
About
what it would be like if I'd come here with Big. Hello?
I'm still here.
But that's just something I do when things aren't going perfectly with any guy. You know, I
compare him to Big. Oh, God, this French phone is saying something that I don't...
Carrie, listen. Cancer, look around you. It's the woman next to you at the dry cleaners, the nurse in pediatrics, the single mother picking her child up from school.
I said inspirational, not perspirational.
She's brave. She's capable. She's you. Oh, fuck it, she's me. And if any of you are having hot flashes like I am, you deserve a fucking medal. Bad enough I lose my hair. Now I have my face running down my couture. Oh, to hell with it. That's better.
It's Charlotte. And her computer was just sitting there on the bed.
Well, I know I haven't been favored over the years.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
Well, God knows I've made a lot of mistakes with Carrie. I fucked it up many times. I know that. Look, I need your advice. You three know her better than anyone. You're the loves of her life. And the guy's just lucky to come in fourth. But I do love her. And if you think I have the slightest chance, I'll be on the next plane to Paris. I'll roam the streets until I find her. I'll do anything. But if you think that she really is happy, well, I wouldn't want to wreck that for her. And I'll be history.
Go get our girl. And what is that? Oh my God.
I know this is not the Carrie necklace. This necklace we're carrying.
What? These aren't diamonds.
Well, let's just say I wouldn't throw it around in your old purse. I hope this cheers you up. You want to try it? The exhibit opens. It'll be just you and me, I promise.
Okay? Alex?
Hey!
Hey! ici. On est venu boire un verre, puis voilà.
Comment tu vas?
Oui.
Bonsoir. André, my best friend. Remember, I told you.
Bonsoir.
Ma carie, hein?
Bonsoir.
Ah, mais qu'est-ce que...
Ah, quel plaisir.
Oui, oui, oui.
Enchanté.
Un peu plus champagne. Exposition, alors, on voit ta figure partout. Tu n'as pas de parler.
Ah, des photos partout. La pub partout.
La pression terrible.
Qu'est-ce qu'on a rigolé, frère?
Allez,
il y avait pas
de soirée.
Elle est pas là.